Actually, I said to create.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have, all I gotta do is create. Creating is
I created a
anything.
sandwich this morning.
Yeah, with love.
Right. And I'll be like, I'm good. I did it. I'm good. That brought me joy. Like, and sometimes it's just that simple. And I think that because we place so much emphasis on like the purpose and like making sure the purpose is big enough or it sounds good enough to other people or it makes sense to other people, that we just kind of forget. Like, it could literally be that simple of my purpose is to create, and I created breakfast this morning.
Get on my, get on my, get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Hit action.
Hola, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray, gray area. Ooh. Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Bottom mind, breathing to the ear.
It's your boy, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area if this is your first time here. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. Hey, Erica.
What up? Wagwan, wagwan.
This is a podcast where we like to talk about the... Hold on. Let me backtrack. This is a podcast where we like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. We talk about regular life from a creator's perspective, which in layman's terms means that we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be food, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we just love to bring you guys in on them and inspire you to start your own. While you're here though, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell somebody.
Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. And also, if you want to catch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, make sure you join the good people of the Gray Area and join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can join in on the conversation, shift the conversation, and also vibe with us as well as see other behind the scenes content, such as the live recording of Love the Creative Black Woman, our food review show, which is
who
on
made
its,
this?
It's on its way back, y'all. It's
said
on its
that
way
a
back.
Long time.
and other content that we have in the works for you guys. By you subscribing to our Patreon, it helps us to be able to create better, higher quality content more frequently, and we just love talking to you guys. We're growing with you guys, so we appreciate you guys for being here. Shout out to the good people of the Gray Area who are already in the Patreon. We appreciate y'all. And how y'all feeling today?
I'm good.
Amazing. Splendid.
I'm healing.
Outstanding.
I think I'm healing too. Oh, you outstanding. Hold on.
I just felt like saying outstanding.
Outstanding. Ding, 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 ding. I don't be remember the beat. Girl, you knock me out. I remember the words. I do not be remembering the beat.
You make me wanna shout.
Alright, for me, I'm healing as well. But also, I'm just like, I didn't realize, because I'm entering now the last week of my, this is my third 12-week year. This is the last week. And I didn't realize how much I wasn't taking breaks in between until now. So I'm just kind of tired. I let myself sleep in though, so that was good. And eating before the pod, that helped too. So I'm good though. I'm excited. I'm almost at week 12. So, whoo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You almost at week 12 too.
Mm-hmm.
You almost at week 7.
Hopefully my second half goes better than first.
It's going to go amazing.
Swimmingly.
I'm inspired now.
You inspired now by what?
I have a reason for being.
Okay. All right. Tell me more.
So today's topic is about Ikigai. It's a Japanese proverb that means reason for being. So basically your Ikigai tells you basically your purpose. Like, why are you here? What are you doing here? What are you supposed to be doing here? How do you find it? I don't remember the diagram. It's what you're good at, what you could be paid for, and what people need, what the world needs.
What the world needs and what is. What you're good at, what you love.
Yeah, it's what you love, what you're good at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. Mm. And it's like a Venn diagram so that everything kind of
overlaps
overlaps and We could pop in an image of the thing.
Oh, trying to make more work. That's not part of my ikigai.
That's
work.
Easy. Creating an image pop up. All right, but it overlaps and in the middle where everything, all of the things like interconnect, that is your ikigai summed up in two words. Two words.
So it's two something.
Yeah, it's usually, I don't know, it's like to create.
It's usually a verb.
Yeah, it's to a verb. So like, so like, it's like to, I think the guy, and there was a guy in a video, and I'll be sure to link it below. But there was some guy who did a TED talk on it, and he said like his was to delight. And for him, whatever he did, his ikigai and his purpose was to bring joy to people, even if it's just, you know, stopping to say hello and different things like that. It was always to bring delight to people. Do y'all feel like y'all know what y'all ikigai is?
Yeah.
What is it?
I have two. Mine is to inspire and to create. So I inspire through creation.
So, okay.
So my ikigai is to inspire, and it's to create.
You can have more than one? I don't know. I didn't finish the book yet. There's a book, too. There's a book, too.
Yeah, from what I was saying, the only reason I had a feeling that you could have more than one is because he mentioned Einstein in there, saying that.
Oh, his ikigai was.
Well, I can't remember exactly what it was. Something to do with.
It was baking. He was like cooking or something like that.
It was music. It was violin.
Somebody was cooking.
You was cooking. Yeah.
It was somebody else.
But yeah. So it's. I think you can. It can be two. Like I'll say, for me, mine is to create / build or to surprise. I enjoy surprises. So yeah, those are my two.
Mine are to create and to eat. Like, no, I'm playing. I don't know what my second one will be.
You don't have to have a second
one. I don't know I don't know that I have one. I feel like all of my stuff stems from me creating. So whether it is me inspiring or bringing delight or bringing surprise or whatever, I feel like for me it all stems from the creation of something. Even like when it comes to cooking or baking, it's another moment for me to create something. So that's how I look at it. So my ikigai is to create. Yeah. So there is a TED talk that we'll link below, and we'll also link the book about it. And we're reading the book in Breeze's book club. This is the final book.
This is the last book. Last book of the book club.
If you missed it, you missed it.
Yep.
You really missed out if you missed it. But
now it's time to put the things into action, into practice, and enjoy life.
Yeah. So do you feel like before knowing what your ikigai was or even mapping it out, do you feel like you were operating within your ikigai up until that point?
I feel like the ikigai validated what I thought or what I felt. Because years ago I was saying I'm here to inspire.
Mm-hmm.
But like life be life, and then outside things be making you think, am I actually doing the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
But everything other than what you're doing feels wrong. It like be feeling nasty. Like it be feeling nasty. So yeah, the ikigai just validated what I already knew deep inside.
Okay. But do you feel like you were operating in that?
Were or am now?
Were before, like.
I had spurts. I would say I have spurts.
You had spurts of operating in it.
And then I stopped.
Okay. And why would you stop? Doubts, outside world and stuff?
It depends. Sometimes. All right, the biggest thing as of right now, this is what I came to the realization of. My life is a passion project. Like, that's the easiest way to describe my life. Okay. It's a passion project. A lot of passion projects don't make money immediately. Mm-hmm. So once the stuff come, once everything comes together, money will be the least of my problems, mm-hmm. or my worries or issues, whatever, or differences.
Okay.
It will be the least of my uncomfortability. But during the journey, during the whole process, I'm also doing other things so I can survive and sustain my life.
But that's what kind of caused the pauses.
Yeah.
Focusing on other things. What about you?
The question was I operating in my ikigai?
Yeah, before.
Sorry, he was going, and then like I was listening, and I was like, I can't remember what the question was.
Before you sat down and like actually mapped out what mm-hmm. your ikigai was, before it was defined and you knew, oh, this is my ikigai, do you feel like you were operating in your ikigai before you knew what an ikigai even was?
I think I was operating to a degree, yes. I think I was operating off of like the feeling. So it wasn't necessarily like with a purpose in mind. It wasn't purpose driven. It was like, I just like to create things. So like I was creating things for the sake of creating things. But once I mapped it out, it was like, okay, like one, this is why. And then two, it kind of, I don't know, kind of like supercharged the feeling. It was like, oh, okay, this is why, kind of similar to how you said, this is why I felt this way when I was creating. So, yes, I was doing it, but not consciously, I guess, is the answer that I have for you.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah.
I feel like, yes, I was doing it. Same thing. I was doing it not conscious of, like, the ikigai, but, like, I knew. Like, after we read The Big Leap, when it asked, like, what is your superpower? I was like, my superpower is to create something out of nothing. And I think that I wasn't doing it confidently. And I think that that's kind of where some of my, imposter syndrome had come in, because I wasn't doing it confidently. And like, there were moments where I was like, should I not be doing this? Like, should I not be just focused on creating things? Like, because a lot of the people around us who like are creative or often create things or whatever, it's just like a hobby. Like, it's just looked at as a hobby. But I'm like, no, I know that this could be something, but also I don't know how. So I guess there were spurts of me, I guess, creating heavily, and then there were spurts of me not creating as much because I was just like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing, type of thing. But I do recognize, like, that creating things is, like, is, like, my happy place. Like, when I'm creating something. And now, after learning about my ikigai, I feel like I can see the creation piece in everything that I do. So I guess it kind of just defined more of what I was already doing, but also gave me the confidence to continue to do it and do it a little bit more. Like, just knowing, yeah, I'm on the right track. Like, this is my life's purpose, and it don't have to be nothing that's like, I guess, like when we talk about people having their why, and we be like, oh yeah, it gotta be so that I could get my whole family out the hood, and that so I could feed all of the children everywhere in the world. And like, sometimes it's like, my purpose is just to create. So I just want to create because I want to create.
Yeah. I also think something that as I was going through and reading the book and actually like doing the Venn diagram, I realized that we make purpose such a big idea. So like, it feels like your purpose is like, I have to cure all of the diseases. Yeah. I have to solve some kind of quantum whatever. Yeah. And it's like,
I gotta solve for X.
Yeah. Solving for X is crazy, but it can be as simple as solving for X. Like, that's literally what it could be. So I think it's just funny that when you go through and you do the circles and you're like trying to find your ikigai, like when you kind of boil it down, it could be very small. Not small, let me not say small, but like it's not a huge idea. But like it's still like intense, mm-hmm. I guess. Or it's still like
impactful.
Yeah, impactful. I'm trying to think of it's a word that I'm trying to think of and it's escaping me.
It packs a wallop.
Yeah. It's almost like oh man.
You cool.
It's like it's not as much like a giant spotlight as opposed to like being a laser where it's like a lot more focused. It's like a that's how I'm imagining it as opposed to being like this huge giant purpose.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, it's just gotta create stuff.
Yeah, based off of both of y'all said, it made me think of the fact that we already be knowing what we supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. We get messed up by thinking too much. At least me. Like, thinking my way out of what I knew I was been supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Or taking advice or looking at people whose purpose or whose life is nothing like what I want.
Yeah.
So, and I realized people give you advice based off their life. Mm-hmm. Like, we could be in two completely different worlds, but you're going to give me advice based off
your life and your life experience.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like...
Because that's what they know.
I respect your opinion and your words, but this has nothing to do with my moment. Mm-hmm.
I agree. I also think the comparison portion of it is like a big thing because you can be doing something and then you see somebody else and it feels like what they're doing is way more monumental. And it's like, nah, they just sculpt. Mm-hmm. You know, people just enjoy seeing, or it's like even when you say create, right? To create certain things that we create, the world doesn't necessarily put the same value on it. Like at least initially, like if you're somebody who knows how to make chairs, you can at least when it comes to getting things like monetized or getting compensated or whatever. It's like, I make chairs. You can directly see if I sell a chair, somebody's going to buy it. Mm-hmm. Like for other things that you create, there's not necessarily a monetary value for it, but it's like the creation helps because like the creation gives you inspiration, makes you feel better. And it's like, how much can you, what's the dollar amount that you can put on something that made you feel good, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, so I think the purpose, when we look at stuff in comparison to other people, sometimes we'll get sidetracked and be like, nah, maybe my purpose has to be bigger. It can't just be to bake. It can't just be to do this thing. It's like, no, it can be. If you have that much joy from it, then I think it can be that.
Yeah.
I feel like everything isn't for the world. Like, say it's to create or say it's to bake. Everything you bake isn't meant. Like, some things could just be for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you could bake so many different things. You might bake tarts for yourself, but you sell cake. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, like, I love these tarts, so I'm just baking these. Nobody know I make tart. I'm a tart master. They just know me as the cake man.
I agree with that. And I also will say that a lot of times when we're looking at what other people are doing, like, we don't know what their actual, like, purpose is or what their ikigai is. So comparing, like, your journey to theirs or even like, okay, all three of us said that our ikigai was to create, right? But we create in different mediums. So I can't necessarily compare how I'm operating in my purpose to how you guys are operating in your purpose, because we have different interests. Like, we have different desired ways of, like, expressing ourselves. Like, we're just different people in general. So granted, like, yes, it is to create, but like you said, you might be a sculptor, you might be a painter, and I might be a writer. So it's like, that's three different ways of creating. But ultimately, we are all creating. So me comparing, like, okay, well, dang, he got 5 paintings done and I only wrote 2 things. And it's like, well, y'all aren't even doing the same thing. So why would you sit here and try to compare your journey to theirs? It's gonna look different because you are different. And that's fine. Like, you can have the same purpose, you can have the same goal, but how you achieve it is not always gonna look the same. And I think that also a lot of times sidetracks us or has us second guessing what we're actually here to do, because we do place so much emphasis on our purpose, and a lot of times we focus on the idea of having a purpose more than we actually focus on just operating and being in our purpose.
I got one thing to add on to that, and instead of, I feel like a lot of times we go for or strive for what we think we should want,
mm-hmm.
because like if my ikigai was to sing, me waking up every day and singing, I'm actually living out my ikigai. I don't have to be Beyonce or Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
for my purpose to be to sing.
Yeah,
as long as I'm singing, like, all of ours is creating. Even if we like, you know what, I don't want to be on top of the world musically.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I said to create.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have, all I gotta do is create. I can make a, like, creating is,
I created anything. A sandwich this morning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. with love.
Right. And I'll be like, I'm good. I did it. I'm good. That brought me joy. Like.
Right.
And sometimes it's just that simple. And I think that because we place so much emphasis on like the purpose and, like, I guess making sure the purpose is big enough or it sounds good enough to other people or it makes sense to other people, that we just kind of forget, like, it could literally be that simple of, my purpose is to create. And I created breakfast this morning, and I'm fine with that today. Like, and of course, it's not always going to be like that, but sometimes, some days, it can be just that simple. Dang, I had something else that I was going to say, and it was in relation to what you said, and I can't even remember what it was.
That's cool. Create a new point.
That was good. Good stuff. But yeah, so how important do you feel like it is to have or to know your life's purpose?
I feel like it ends up giving life meaning, or more meaning, because a lot, you enjoy your purpose. So I feel like the chase is no longer a chase. It's no longer a race when you're operating in your purpose. Like, you're not necessarily competing with people because, like, you feel good. Like, I wake up and do what I enjoy doing, do what I love to do. Every day, or almost every day.
So you would say it's important?
It's very important.
Okay.
You know, I don't even really know what question I'd be answering.
Because I was sitting there, I was like, I'm going to have to ask her what the question was one more time. Because, so how important is it to, just want
to
make sure.
To know, like, your life's purpose.
Mm. Immensely important, very important. I just think it supercharges you. It's like putting a battery in your back. Because before then, I think we were, at least for me, when I didn't know it, I would be doing things, but it was almost like aimlessly, or just not knowing why. And then it's like, all right, well, now that I know why, it's like every day I get an opportunity to do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ooh, woke me up. He woke me up. That mean I need to get to it. And it's like actually getting to the creation portion, getting to the purpose portion. And I think it just makes life a lot more fun and entertaining. And I think it's also infectious, you know. People can see it on you.
Your vibe is infectious, King.
But not yet. But no, I think when people see you operating in your purpose, it encourages them to want to try it as well. Like, there's something about that. Like, She be baking. There's something about it when she in the zone. It just it's like, dang, that's good. I want to be able to do something that, whatever it is. And I think it just inspires you to go searching for it. Even though we said we know it, but like going in search of what you feel like it actually is.
And now thinking about it, it makes you more willing or open to taking on new challenges. Mm-hmm. I thought about that when he was talking about something about her baking. I started thinking about cakes, and a lot of people just make regular cakes, but then it's like, you might run into a vegan gluten-free, and now they asking, do you have vegan gluten-free cakes? And you're like, I never made one, but this might be my chance to actually make one, so I got you.
That message was for you, Erica.
Said I'm up to the challenge.
Let us know when. We'll come by. But so to answer the question on my end, I do feel like it's important to know it. I feel like it's not important to, I guess, harp on the idea of it. I think it's important to live it out, like to be purposeful. And like, once I know it, okay, how can I ensure that I'm actually operating in that? Even if it's like within my simple day to day structure of my life, how can I make sure that I'm actually operating in my ikigai, in my purpose? Because I feel like it even goes back to, it can be like a situation where you get stuck in the planning phases. So you're so stuck on the idea of like, okay, to create, like that's a broad term, like even to bring delight, like to delight, to surprise, to inspire. Those are very broad terms, and I think that they're very broad for a specific purpose. And this is going to lead into my next question, but do you feel like, or what was you about to say?
You asked your question because I think my answer might be the answer to your question.
Okay. Do you feel like, with the terms being so broad, do you feel like that your ikigai can change?
I feel like your ikigai can change, but I think it's good that that they are broad, so you don't get boxed in. Like, so you don't get stuck in one idea of, I'm only here to do this. It's like, I can inspire in any field, in any realm, in anything I can inspire. Like, even, if I post me baking a cake every day, just from the consistency alone, people will be like, maybe I should try and bake a cake. And then once they see the progression of my cakes, that's more inspiration. And that, like, it's just like,
you should do that with your pants.
That's good.
Touche.
Do you feel like your ikigai can change?
Maybe. I think because it's broad, so I think it's funny because it's like, it's broad, but it's also narrow depending on how you look at it. Because when you say like to inspire, you can find, like, you can inspire on a micro level and on a macro level. So it's like, it could be, as like you said, something as small as you posting every day, or it could be something as small as you having a conversation that could cause you to inspire. So it's like
walking outside.
Yeah. So, smiling. So I think when you actually get it, it's like, it allows you to do both, to zoom in and to be broad. So, like, I don't necessarily know if it changes. I just think that we find different ways to apply it. So, like, it maybe initially you were applying it in one medium, and now you're trying to apply it in a different one. And then you find new creative ways to do it. And that's, yeah, that's where I'm at with it. What about you?
I feel like, I was actually going to say, I don't think that your ikigai changes. I think that, yes, you can have more than one. I feel like because it is such a broad term, like, it is specific, like you said, but it is very broad. It, like you said, it allows you to not be boxed in. You can fit, you, I feel like regardless of whatever we decide to do, I think somehow, some way, we're still like operating within our ikigai. Like, we find ways to do it. So even if I decided to, like, let's say I decided to get a job as an accountant, right? I still, in some way, am creating things. Like, I'm creating mathematical equations.
So I'm friends.
I am like, I'm creating whatever my structure is. I'm creating whatever my system is. Even when it comes to social media, like when I was working on my strategy, I was creating a strategy. So I still felt like I was working in my ikigai. I feel like if you look at it, if you find how it fits into your purpose, then you'll find how it fits into your purpose. I feel like if you're like, if you can find, even if it feels like it's not connected, if you can,
I'm talking about your ikigai or what you're doing.
What you're doing, like if you find, if you feel like what you're doing is not connected to your ikigai, sorry guys.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna let her finish because I was like, maybe there has to be some way for me to make sense of this right now. Go ahead.
If you feel like what you're doing is not connected to your ikigai, I think if you look for the pieces of it that are, then you can look and be like, oh, I am still kind of operating in my purpose here. Now, that's not to say that you're going to like this way of operating, because I feel like you can always be like, ah, I tried that thing and I didn't like it as much. Cause like I said, our ways of creating are different. So like, I might not like painting. I might not like sculpting. I'm sure I would love them, but, I won't know, you know, until I try, but I feel like I'm rambling. What I was saying was, I don't think your ikigai changes. I think the way that you express and operate within it changes. And I think that if you look hard enough, you can find ways to still operate in your ikigai in what you do. Or if you look hard enough, you can realize that you need to pivot so that you can operate within your ikigai.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Since understanding what your ikigai was, have y'all been moving differently?
Yeah, I'll definitely say I have personally. And something else that's been happening, I'll stay on topic first. I do think I've been moving differently, just mainly because, like I said, I'm looking at things like, all right, cool. It gives me an opportunity to work on this. And or I guess I try, and because I know it, it's like I'm almost like I'm aiming for more opportunities to do it. So I'm like, oh word, let me see if I can create something here. How can I make something here? How can I build this up? Is there anything for me to build? And it's like it gives me more opportunities to find ways to create or build. So I think I definitely move a little bit differently now that I've discovered mine.
I feel like I've been more intentional about the things that I do. After like discovering mine, and it's kind of been like, in some ways it's kind of been like a North Star for me to like kind of make sure I'm headed in the right direction and what I'm doing. Yeah, I think I have been operating. It's caused me to be more intentional with the things that I decide to do.
What about you, sir?
I don't think I've been moving differently. I've been moving differently recently, but it's not because I realized what my ikigai was. It's because I realized that my ikigai is my form of escapism.
Elaborate.
So creating, like, I don't really have, like, vices, or I could just stop watching TV. Like, I don't need to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for me to escape, creating allows me to escape. Like, nothing else matters when I'm creating. And I realized that, one, when I was making, well, I mean, I've been realizing that every time I actually do stuff, like, nothing else matters in that moment while I'm doing whatever I'm doing. Then once I get out of doing whatever I'm doing now, the world is back to the world. Like, whatever was happening, it's still there, but it doesn't hold as much weight. But when I was making the beats the other day, like, when I came up here, and I'm like, that was good. Like, I could have stayed up here all day. Like, I wasn't even hungry anymore. Like, once I started, like, I wasn't hungry. And that happens when I'm creating. Like if I'm doing stuff, like I don't need to eat. It's normal, but I don't be needing to eat. Like once I stop, then I'll be like, you know, I actually am hungry. I ain't drink enough water today. But like, yeah, I realized my form of escapism is my ikigai.
Word. And I mean, I think they sort of talked about that they did talk about it, like the things that cause you to go into like a flow state where you're like, when you're in it, where nothing else kind of matters, that's typically what helps you find your ikigai. And Hotman. But yeah, I feel you. I definitely think, I never looked at it as a form of escapism. I just thought it was like, I don't know, just stuff that I love to do. So, like, when I was doing it with all of me. And then when I it wasn't until somebody came and said something to me or somebody did something where it's like, it might take me out of it. And I'm like, oh, snap, I didn't even realize I was doing this for however long. I didn't realize I didn't eat. So it's like, cool, maybe I should eat, but... It's like, I think it fulfills you. I think when you actually like operate in it, and it's like, not for me, it's not just a form of escaping, but it's a form of me like feeling fulfilled. Like, this too. Meant something. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll say, yeah, that too.
you had something?
No. I didn't say nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the answer to my question.
I was going to say, something that I noticed too, which was kind of cool, was as I was going through and filling out the circles, I realized how many things that I actually like to do that I haven't done in a very long time. And just things that I thought that I liked or that I said I liked. And I was like, yeah, like, wait, I actually really love doing this. I don't know why. Like, what for what reason did I stop? I stopped doing this. Like, this was, and it's no logical reason. It's just like, all right, yeah, I just didn't do it in a minute.
That's how I feel about listening to music. when you used to say how you used to just listen to your music real low and like study like the music, I didn't listen to my music real low or study the music. Mm-hmm. I just enjoyed the music, but I stopped listening to music. I don't know if it was because I started making music, but like recently I started remembering, like, it's easier for me to zone out and lock in when I'm listening to music. Like, the music take me somewhere else. It just enhances the experience that I'm having while I'm doing whatever I'm doing. And the stuff like that's around me, like the environment around me, it doesn't really exist anymore. Because I can't hear the outside sounds and noises. But yeah, the outside environment, it doesn't really... like the noises and sounds or whatever is going on outside of me, it's on pause until I take my headphones off or turn the music off.
Yeah. I've been realizing that as well. I never really stopped listening to as much music, but I was listening for different things. So initially, maybe like when I was listening to music, I'm just listening to how it made me feel, all of this stuff. Then maybe I listen to like how this person said something or how this beat was. Like, the more I created it, the more I started looking at it in a more surgical way. But then there's some stuff I would listen to. If I was listening to stuff in a surgical way, I would, when I went back to listen to the music in my leisure time, I would have to listen to something that had nothing to do with the thing that I was listening. Yeah. Because it's like, I just need the, that's why I started listening to some Spanish music that I, some older Spanish music. I'm like, this is different. This is kind of making me feel good. I like this. And it's like, I'm able to enjoy listening to this kind of music because I'm not making Spanish music. So like, I'm just observing. I'm just like, wow, that's cool. Y'all sing in a different pocket. All right. I wonder what that word means. I hope it means something inspirational. I hope it don't mean fish or something crazy.
That's pescado.
I know that one, but...
For me, I feel like mapping out my ikigai, it helped me to realize the stuff that I wanted to do. Like some things that I hadn't thought about as, I guess, possibilities or that I just didn't realize were ideas in my head, like that of stuff that I just actually want to do at some point. It helped me kind of get that out. So that part was in the, okay, it's what you love.
What you're good at.
What you could get paid for.
What the world needs.
And what the world needs. Yeah, like between what, when I wrote like what the world needs, I don't know what happened, but I just started going. And then it helped me realize between that and then like the what you're good at stuff. Because some of the stuff of like what I'm good at, I was like, oh no, it was that. I don't know. It was a mixture of all of it. But I realized some stuff that I was like, oh, I actually kind of want to do this. I think that's when I realized like at some point I want to be a judge on a food show.
I thought you were talking about like Judge Judy.
Oh, no.
I was about to say, this is new.
I don't want to do that.
When did you want to do that?
I want to be a judge on a food show. I think that'll be fun. But just like writing that type of stuff out, I was like, oh, I actually want to do this thing. This actually sounds cool. I guess I kind of just allowed my imagination to run wild when I was writing some of it. I didn't really think too much about it.
And I think there's a... something about that I like about the Ikigai is like, it's the blend of like things that you're good at, things that you love, and like also things you can get paid for. And I think we typically put all of those things in separate categories and we leave them wherever they need to be at, where we think they need to be at. So it's like, yeah, nah, I can get paid for this, but like, you don't think like I can get paid for this and I love this and I'm good at this. And like the word, like we don't think, I don't think we usually look at it like, there's something in there that I can do that hits all of the boxes. I think we typically look at it like, well, if I can get paid for it, that's cool. But you know, I may not love it, but I can get paid for it. And also, like I was saying, going through it showed me how many things that I didn't realize that I could get paid for, or things that I didn't realize that I was actually passionate about. I'm like, wow, this is. Like, I just wasn't looking at it in that regard. I was just like, these are separate things, and they just exist separately.
Yeah.
Writing it out for me, it made me, like, realize, like, I'm a fun guy.
That's the conclusion you came to?
Yeah, like, I like doing stuff. Adventurous. Kind eyes. I spread love. Like, I actually love people. I actually love people.
My whole thing was like music and food for the most part. That's when I realized my ikigai was to eat and listen to music at the same time. It go together.
Word, they do. Then write a song about it.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's a whole cycle.
Of life.
But I, I enjoyed writing it out. And I feel like it didn't necessarily... I don't know, for me, it kind of, like, took the pressure off for some things. I guess it kind of just helped me not think, like, not overthink everything that I'm doing in life. And to focus on, I guess, what I enjoy. So, like, I do enjoy creating. It's, like, that wasn't my ikigai just because, like, I have talents where I can create stuff. It's because I actually enjoy creating a variety of different things, like even just doing the flower pens or like creating notebooks and journals has been fun, and learning new things that I can create, creating new recipes and creating new tea combinations, just stuff. And I think that oftentimes we're taught to look at those things as like a hobby. The things that you enjoy, that maybe sometimes you do, but like to think of it as your purpose, whether you're getting paid for it or not, it does definitely help you wake up in the morning and be like, all right, let me get my day started. Like, let me create this cup of tea so that I can start my day and whatever else I'm doing for the day, but I got a chance to create what I wanted to create.
And I got a cup of tea.
Yeah. I created some ginger lemon shots so we could have some tea.
Threw some honey in there.
Yeah.
Good. And I was thinking, because you were talking about your ikigai being to create. Mine is to create as well. One of mine is to create as well. But it's not just to create anything. Like, my body has to be in motion, in some type of motion. Like, I got to be using my hands or something. Because even, like, I don't like creating documents and stuff, like on the computer and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he was talking about to create or build. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the building or I have to be able to touch whatever I'm doing. Besides when I'm recording, but I could touch the mic, I could touch the record button. I'll be moving. Yeah. But yeah.
I'm the exact same way. That's why even when I'm writing, like I can write sitting down, but it goes a lot better when I move. Like everything for me works better with movement, and it's just one of those things that I enjoy doing as well. So I definitely feel you. And it's the same thing. Like some stuff I'm not trying to create tax documents. That's not necessarily something that necessarily fulfills me. But there's a way to go about it. I think it's so long as somewhere in there I'm expressing in a certain, like, I guess it's a specific way, but yeah.
But I guess that's why you map it out, like all of the, it's not just like anything that I create is going to feel like it's a part of my, like, ikigai. I guess that's why you map out what I like and what I love and all of those things so that you can do the things that align with the stuff that you're actually passionate for, and the stuff that you're good at and the stuff that you can get paid for and the stuff that the world needs so that it feels like you. Because even though it's like, it feels like maybe it's a generic word or a generic idea, or not generic, but like a broad word, a broad idea, something that other people have. Your purpose in life is, at the end of the day, it pertains to you. It pertains to your journey, your interests, who you are as a person. So even though, like y'all saying, y'all don't like sitting still and creating, I write sitting down. Like, I get in a comfortable spot and I don't really move. When I'm writing songs, I am chilling.
Or some of my favorite stuff. One of my favorite songs that I wrote, it's not coming out though, but I was working out another one, a verse that I had wrote. I was playing with Nova. Like, even if I'm sitting, I'm still moving. Like, when I redid the verse for Energy, I was sitting here, but I was like, I think I was petting Nova or playing with Nova or something. But like, I have to be,
like, I might be rocking or something like that, but, like, I'm not really, I don't need to walk around. I can sit down and write out stuff and just kind of lock in, but that also goes with who I am as a person. It's not...
Homebody.
I mean, yeah, I am a homebody. I do like being outside, though. I just have to get back into that mental state. Anyways, but... But for me, as a person, like, I can sit down and just lock in and create or whatever. For y'all like to be in motion. I don't foresee myself, like, I can write. I've written, like, walking back and forth before, but I wouldn't say it was one of my best songs. But it's just, I think that's the purpose of when you actually map out what your ikigai is, because also we could all say, oh, I like to create stuff, mine is to create. But when you actually sit down and look at what you like to do, what you love, like what you're good at, because what you're good at is stuff that you've tried. It's not going to be just like, oh, I want to try this. It's like, literally, what have I actually tried and what do I seem to be good at? And when those things all align, and that's how you figure out your ikigai. So even though it might feel like, oh, we got the same ikigai, we both going to enjoy this thing, that's not necessarily true. So like, you're like, oh, well, I don't want to create tax documents. There might be somebody out there who is good at taxes, who has a passion for accounting or tax information, tax strategy, and their ikigai wound up being to create once they put all of this stuff together, and they actually enjoy creating tax documents. So, like, you just don't know, or their ikigai might be to serve, or like you just don't know what it is until you put it all together. And I think that the beauty of actually doing the exercise and figuring out what your ikigai is based off of all of those things is that it's an all-encompassing purpose based on who you are as a purpose, not based on what anybody else has said about you, not based on what
you said as a purpose, instead of a person.
Who you are as a person, not anything that anybody else told you that you're good at or that you should be doing, or not what they told you when you were five that you should go after. It's literally like, what do I like? Who am I? What do I like? What am I good at? What could possibly make me some money? And what, in relation to me, in my brain, what do I think about? But like, what do I think the world needs?
Mm-hmm. And what can I give to the world? Like, based off this list?
It's like, what can I give to the world? Because if the world needs, if I feel like the world needs this, is this a need that I can fulfill?
Then we all have something to give. Yeah. And we all can give the same thing, but it's always going to look different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, to be honest, when I was going through and writing out the what the world needs, it's subjective. So like, whatever you feel like the world needs is probably what you should give it. Because this, like, you're the only person that might feel like that. Yeah, you may feel like the world needs more
blue shoes.
Okay, yeah, that's that blue shoes.
Stuck in my head. Go ahead, what you say?
I don't know. Some carpentry. I don't know. Oh. But yeah, I think if you're able to see it, it's probably there for a reason. And the other thing I was going to say, which was a kind of a side note, but I think the entire process makes me feel like how I was when I was a kid, where it was like when I was excited, like going to sleep excited to do the next thing. Like, mm-hmm. Or like, it's like when with Christmas, you like, I don't even really want to go to sleep because I know, but I do want to go to sleep early so that I can get up early and get right to the gifts. It's like, it's a similar thing. Like, I think once you know it and you practice operating in it, it makes you feel like that. Like, oh, I can't wait to get back to it. The sooner I go to sleep means the sooner I can get right back to it.
I'm the opposite. I don't be wanting to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But the yoga, I was knocked out again.
Oh, man, this guy.
Shavasana. I woke up. Cat. I'm gonna get here again. Not again. But I just don't be wanting to go to sleep. Like, I'm cool with taking a break, winding down, and then I just want to get right back to it. But
yeah,
I be needing to sleep. And once I woke up, I was like, yeah, it's time. It's time.
But even still, going back to the topic, like when you think about, dang, I forgot. What was you saying?
I was saying it's like when you're a kid and you're excited to...
Oh, how it it helps you get back up in the morning. I was going to say, and like, depending on who you are as a person, like, that's going to determine what is going to get you excited to get up in the morning. Like, making sure that you're operating in your ikigai in the way that fits you. Because I might be excited to wake up and make a cup of tea, but they might not be excited about that. Like,
yeah. I'm excited about making my actual cup of tea. I'm not excited about making the tea.
And for me, I like food. I like tea. I'm excited about making the tea.
Like, you know, we not using just tea bags. Like, you gotta boil the tea.
Okay.
Steep the tea first.
Yeah.
I had no idea that's what she was talking. I was like, he said, I'm not excited to make the tea. I'm excited about the making of the tea. And I'm like,
he excited to make his own cup. Like, he what? He just want to make his own cup. I'd be like, let's make a big batch of tea.
I was just, let's
juice some ginger and some lemon and put it in the freezer. Like, that's me.
Yeah, in my head, when you said it, it sounded like, I'm not excited about making a car. I'm excited about making the car. And I'm like,
that's like,
huh?
That's a car is that just a car?
Yeah, I just didn't understand the context. I'm like,
sorry, it's a vehicle. Y'all.
Go ahead.
Clearly today we talking like y'all are in our heads already. Well, at least I am. But yeah, but that's something I'm interested in. That's something that I like. I love tea. So like I like to make my own stuff. So I'd be excited about the actual process of putting it together. He just wanted to make himself a cup of tea so he could go about his life. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it could go well with my oatmeal and my bread. So, that's like an old person, man.
I wouldn't say. Maybe. I don't know. I don't really know what old people eat.
I mean, you don't really got to chew.
But old people have teeth. They take care of them.
True.
Hey, yo. Let's move on.
I love my elders. Yeah.
You said that like, okay, go ahead. Let's move on.
Well, yeah, I was going to say,
is it hot in here?
Yeah, I was going to say, I definitely, when I was going through, I had to definitely put, like, to build, because the idea of building stuff, even when, like, y'all see me, when it comes to, we get something that we gotta physically put it together, I might use the directions, I might not, but I just enjoy the...
He won't.
I remember y'all was doing that, roly thing for the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there. Yeah. Did you use the direction?
No.
Because I just enjoy going through the process and being like, all right, this is supposed to go here. Oh, maybe it goes like that. Okay, cool. And it's like that. I usually get lost in that process. And it's like finding ways to do that in different ways. It's fun. So I think that's another thing. I think once you find your ikigai, it's just fun. Like,
yeah, it does make things a lot funner.
Yeah. After this episode, mine might shift slightly from create.
So what?
I feel like I might have a better, as of right now, in my head, I'm seeing the word design instead of to create. Mm-hmm. It's to design. But I might have a better word than that. I just have to continue on this path of righteousness.
All right.
Word, because create is nice, but we can dress it up. We can make it fancy.
Yeah.
Make it fancy.
Curated it to our... Mm-hmm. Our personal taste.
Because yeah, even to curate, you know what I'm saying? You doing the same. You creating.
You creating a vibe.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of verbs out there. So we was just, I don't know.
To anticipate.
All right. So,
to alleviate.
I'm going to pray for y'all.
To appreciate.
This isn't gonna stop.
To activate.
To papulate. I know papulations is a word, but I didn't know.
Papulations?
Or is it palpitation?
Palpitate. Yeah. Palpitate. Yeah. What are you trying to say? Describe it for me. Please. Someone like heart palpitations. How palpitations? Did you say heart palpitate? Yeah, palpitate. Palpitations.
Is that a word? Just palpitate? Yep. Examine by touch. No, that's a palpate. Hold on.
Palpitate. I feel like Chris Tucker in Rush Hour and the Bloopers. Confield the fish.
Papoose.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, man.
I don't know if this is a word.
I don't need it.
Palpitate? Okay. It's
fingers crossed, guys.
The heartbeat rapidly. Wait.
Mm-hmm. Like a palpitation, heart palpitations.
Yeah, okay. So your
heartbeat music.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, shake or tremble. Let's go. Ooh.
But that's not even what you said. You didn't say palpitations.
He said palpitate.
I said palpitate.
Palpitate is a word. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Palpitato.
We going.
All right. If y'all got any final thoughts on Ikigai, your life's purpose, the book, the process of finding it.
I got nothing.
Oh, this I thought you were talking to America.
At first I was, but then I realized I was supposed to be asking you all the questions, so that's why.
I'm good. I got nothing else. I implore you, I encourage you to find your Ikigai. It's fun here.
Word. So basically, I'm going to drop the link for the TED Talk that we watched, as well as the book that we're reading for the Ikigai. And y'all take a look at it and go through your ikigai, like do the process and comment below. Let us know what your ikigai is. Do you already know your ikigai? Do you feel like you've been operating in it? And or just say hi. But don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit the notification bell so you never miss an upload. And also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early and join the conversation, don't forget to join the good people of the gray area by joining our Patreon for the little price of $3 a month. You can help us elevate this podcast as well as the rest of our content. But we will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed. And stay black.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth.
Jukebox, give me one another J.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my. Get on my.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.